Greetings, brothers and sisters. My name is Mbambulu, and the name of this broadcast is The Only Real Solution. The importance of identifying yourself as a new African cannot be overstated when it comes to producing the equality we need as a people. Of course, there cannot be equality if one party has its own government and the other party does not. The U.S. government is a white government, and black people trying to force themselves into white people's government has zero chance of making black people equal. In order for black people in the United States to be equal to white people in the United States, black people have to have their own government. That means taking back control of our thought processes, enduring ourselves to a new set of priorities, and overcoming those little fears that keep us less than whole. That means taking control of the part of the United States that we have a right to and establishing our own nation. That means putting that hyphenated American label in the trash can and identifying ourselves as who we really are, new Africans. If you can think of yourself as a new African, then you can tell others you are a new African. If you are comfortable thinking of yourself as a new African, you can popularize the ideology of black nationalism and either found an independent black territory or become a citizen of an existing independent black territory. You popularize something by communicating about it the same way you communicate about anything else. Word of mouth, email, social media, speaking with those you intermingle with on a regular basis. If they seem skeptical or non-supportive, you can't let that get you down, and you can always direct them to my website for additional information. You can also found or start an independent black territory. Familiarize yourself with the Constitution of the Black Nation, the Republic of New Africa, and of how the black government will function and how your territory can grow right now, unite with other territories into states, and effectively carry out the business of the RNA's national and state governments, even as the RNA national government itself is inactive. But what is noteworthy about all of this is your power. You will not be told what your status is, which is what the United States did when it needed to use us. You get to decide what your status will be. Nobody will try to make you declare that you are a new African. Whether you do so or not is totally up to you. Nobody is going to try to force you to help popularize Black nationalist ideology or the Republic of New Africa. Whether you do so or not is up to you. Nobody is going to try to force you to get a Black ID, use the Black dollar, or participate in the development of an independent Black economic system. The same is true of founding an independent territory or becoming a citizen of an existing independent territory. The power to do or not to do is completely in your hands. You don't need to justify your decision to anyone but yourself because you are a sovereign being. You are the power holder. You are the major participant. As a new African, you control your power and you determine what ideology or priorities receive your blessing. That will never be the case as long as you think of yourself as a hyphenated American. One of the most progressive governments of modern times has been that of revolutionary Cuba. But as progressive as it has been, Cuba has not proved itself capable of dealing with racism. At first, Fidel Castro thought racism would be rendered null and void as a byproduct of a socialist system based on egalitarian ideals and programs. Those programs initially improved the standard of living of most Black Cubans, but went nowhere as far as uprooting racism is concerned. By the 1980s, it became clear that racism could not be solved by social programs, and since then, the relative condition of Black Cubans has been on the decline while the condition of white Cubans has improved. Racism in Cuba is increasing, and wherever it is, its roots penetrate institutions and run deeper than most people's conscious manner of behavior. So persons who bought into the racist view of the world at some point in their life are likely to remain racist forever, even if they somehow feel a hint of guilt and try to change. If Cuba couldn't effectively address the issue of race, even when a lot of persons with authority and power wish that it be done, then you can cool believe that it will not be achieved in the United States, where the dominant group of people do not view racism as a pressing issue and do not consider it worthy of special attention. The message is clear. The only way to achieve equality and keep racism from harming us is to separate from John and Jane Doe and govern ourselves. Doing otherwise is a waste of time, energy, and resources. Too many hyphenated Americans have bought into John and Jane Doe's conclusions about Black people's shortcomings and inability to govern or take care of business as efficiently as white people do. Because of that, they are willing to make almost any sacrifice to appease white people and fraternize with them. As a consequence, all of the power we have, they are willing to give to white people. All of the wealth we generate, they are willing to give to white people. We give up our ability to mold and control our destiny so that white people can mold and control a destiny that deprioritizes us. It just doesn't make sense, but that's the course hyphenated Americans prefer to take. It's as if hyphenated Americans doubt Black people's capabilities just as much as John and Jane Doe do. You have the power, and I want you to keep that in mind because in the next broadcast, I'm going to talk about Black power economists. And I want you to understand that whether you are or are not a Black power economist is totally up to you. But first, I'll take a couple of minutes to make sure you get a clearer understanding of independent territories and their relationship to the Black nation. An independent Black territory will eventually become part of a Black state, and several Black states will make up the country called the Republic of New Africa. When the convention met in 1968 that issued the Black Declaration of Independence, the Black Creed, and produced the Black Constitution, the Code of Umoja, they identified 5 states that Black people had the right to take ownership of based on international criteria. Those states were Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and South Carolina. However, that does not rule out other land transfers. Black people can negotiate with the United States government and reach an agreement that does not involve those states, that is larger than those states, or that is smaller than those states. What the final land base of the black nation will be is yet to be determined. However, one thing is certain. Countries are generally composed of smaller units called states, and states are generally composed of smaller units called counties, cities, and towns. A territory is a distinct unit that has not become a formal part of a state or national structure. The territories that I encourage people to found or become citizens of are necessary because the national structure of the Republic of New Africa has been stymied by John and Jane Doe's system. So local units have to become active and perform some of the duties the national and state structures would have performed if they had not been stymied. Establishing an independent town or territory is not a difficult or formal process at this point. The same way you would say, I'm going to start an organization or club, you say, I'm going to found an independent black territory. Give it a name, and the first step has been completed. As I stated earlier, you can choose to become a citizen of an existing black nationalist town or territory. Step two would involve some paperwork because you will need to establish a paper trail for the citizens and residents of your territory. However, this step does not have to be completed until other requisites are taken care of, like acquiring equipment, for example. Most of this paperwork will revolve around the creation of official documents like birth certificates, driver's license, ID cards, etc. Step three involves getting the word out and recruiting citizens. Step four consists of conceptualizing the economy of your territory and the black nation. This will revolve around some basic economic concepts set forth by an independent black economic system that we develop. And step five would be to search for and make contact with other independent black territories and black power economies. Steps 3 through 5 are fluid and are interrelated so much that they unfold and develop simultaneously. By founding an independent black territory, you will be showing that you understand your personal sovereignty as a political unit. Personal sovereignty is the right of an individual to govern him or herself without any compulsory interference from outside entities or bodies. Each individual has the power or discretion to temporarily relinquish his or her sovereignty by becoming a part of a larger group or a nation. If later on that individual changes his or her mind, she can reassume control of her sovereignty and separate from the old group. By founding an independent territory, you take back your sovereignty from the United States and relinquish it to the Republic of New Africa, an independent black power body. By founding an independent black territory, you would also be showing that you understand black nationalism within the context of present-day global realities. A nation expresses its being because some persons decide that they would be better off as part of a national structure that is specifically geared towards their particular needs, values, and priorities. But an astute New African realizes there is a difference between a nation and a national government. A national government has its own pulse and will take on its own personality if given the chance. When the people fail to monitor it closely and keep it in line, instead of functioning as a selfless servant of the people, a national government will take on different priorities and could begin treating its people and residents not as its masters, but as its property. National governments, not individuals, determine the ebb and flow of human progress in today's world. In the present global order of things, the individual has power, but only by way of the national government that he or she belongs to. Individuals who are not part of a national structure lack standing in today's global order, and in most cases are treated as if they do not exist. Therefore, a Black power economist like myself is not an advocate of Black nationalism because he or she thinks a Black nation will be governed perfectly, but because national governments are determining the ebb and flow of human progress at this time. In order to best advocate for our individual sovereignty as Black human beings, we have to present ourselves as national sovereigns so that we can exploit the global order and gain as many benefits for our people as we can. By founding or becoming citizens of independent territories, new Africans get the opportunity to practice self-government outside of the white power context. Black people get the opportunity to prepare to defend themselves individually and collectively. And by founding or becoming a citizen of an independent territory, we get the opportunity to contribute to the birth and sustenance of an independent Black power economy that revolves around Black people's own money, the Black dollar. None of these types of leap upward are possible if we continue to conduct our struggle within the white power context. Protesting for civil rights and integration will leave us far short of that. We can do just fine if we go out on our own. We will be doing better than we are doing right now. John and Jane Doe leave a lot to be desired, and it's so easy to rid ourselves of their shortcomings. Why continue to waddle in the mud with them? We have too much of redeeming value to settle for that. Don't forget, you can contact me from my website at www.asetbooks.com. www.asetbooks.com. And there you can find much more information on this subject. Remember, we are Black people. We are not dark-skinned white people. We need a nation of our own. Peace be with you, brothers and sisters, if you are willing to do what is necessary to get it.